The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
What can you say about the resilience from the squad?
I love the way we fight. This team never gives up.
It's the playoffs. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win.
Embiid is rolling early.
Keep going.
Sixers with all kind of swagger. Lou Williams feeling it. Oh, my goodness. Here it goes. And Young scores again. Gallinari, big shot for the Hawks. What a comeback and what a collapse.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get a people!
What they want. We have an update on the Mavs front office. Paul George got it done without Kawhi Leonard.
Playoff
but we start
team.
With the Sixers and the Hawks. Jalen Anthony Rose. Mm-hmm. This game was over.
Uh-huh.
The Sixers were up by 24 points.
Waxing the Hawks.
It was over. And then Trae Young and the Hawks turned the entire thing around. This was not a comeback. This was a collapse by the Sixers. What do you think of this game?
First, shout to Nate McMillan because the resolve of this young basketball team has been remarkable for their first overall playoff run together. And Trae Young in particular, going against multiple defenders.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter whether it's Ben Simmons. It don't matter whether it's Thybulle. It don't matter whether it's Tobias Harris. He's still finding a way to initiate the offense and play make for those around him. In particular, the beneficiary is our guy.
John Collins.
And that three that he made was major.
Huge.
In that comeback.
Huge.
And all of a sudden now, if you're Philadelphia, you go from being in the driver's seat thinking that you have the answers to solving Trae Young, and then they go to the bench. Lou Will came in the fourth quarter.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
He was balling.
Yeah, he was.
He was putting in work. He and Gallo.
And Gallo.
Were both balling, and they needed that productivity to get themselves back in the game.
My only criticism of Gallo's game last night is, remember when he had the mohawk? He's letting it grow out now. Like, he needs to see the barber. It just looks so much better with the mohawk. He had a playoff cut. But Jalen, I can't stress this enough, as we celebrated the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
This was a complete meltdown from a strategy perspective, from an execution perspective, and from a gentleman by the name Ben Simmons.
So the thing about Ben Simmons, I believe if the Philadelphia 76ers lose to the Atlanta Hawks, when you look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference, Boston is now changing their coach.
Mm-hmm.
The Nets now have a big three. The Bucks have Giannis re-signed. I believe if they lose the series, they'll probably change their coach. So if you're Philly, what move do you now make? Hinkie, gone. GM, trust the process. Old coach, Brown, gone.
Gone.
Right? You bring in Daryl Morey. You bring in Doc Rivers. And all of a sudden, you're getting bounced by the Hawks. I believe if the Sixers lose in this series, they're going to break up Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Well, they tried. They tried earlier this season. They tried to trade Ben Simmons for James Harden. It did not work. But you know there were only two human beings in a Sixers jersey that scored field goals in the second half, and that was Seth Curry, who had a great game, and Joel Embiid. Like, it was just a complete meltdown by them. You have to look at Doc Rivers as well.
Shout to Seth Curry because, like you mentioned, he was the only one that played above his expectation, and he kept him in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And put those fourth quarter numbers back up there, please, for the Philadelphia 76ers big three. Because
wow.
You know what may not be up there? The free throw Joel missed late.
Mm.
That was also crucial. And like I told you, Ben Simmons, it's one thing not to score a field goal in the fourth quarter. Oh, by the way, he hasn't scored one in the last two fourth quarters. It's another thing to have zero, dog.
No.
Like, to have a donut in the fourth quarter for your all-star, your all-NBA performer, like, I tell everybody the pieces of the chessboard just become awkward in the playoffs because they need to occupy the same real estate. Joel is best around the basket and in the paint. So is Ben Simmons. Like I told you, they're the only team. Get this knowledge, y'all. They're the only team whose two best players aren't primary three-point shooters. They're the only team in these playoffs. And so what happens is, if they're not out in transition, they're not getting steals, and they're not getting blocks, and you're able to set your defense, and Ben Simmons is a poor free throw shooter as well.
Poor free throw shooter.
Philly in trouble. I told you I was at the game on Monday. And what did I tell you I saw when they came to the timeouts?
Joel Embiid lying down on the sideline like Larry Bird, looking up at the ceiling, fatigued. And it looked like he was also fatigued in the fourth quarter of this one. It's not just this season. We've been saying that about Joel Embiid in the playoffs for years. Years now.
His productivity between the first half, versus the fourth quarter. It's two different players. And so if you're Doc Rivers, if they lose this series, he's going to now start to be questioned also.
Remember last year when he was playing Montrezl Harrell and Jokic was doing whatever he wanted? He was questioned then and he lost his job.
And you know who was on that team last year? Lou Will. You know how much he loved doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Lou Will played for Doc Rivers last year. And they came up short of expectation. And so if they lose this year, they're not going to fire Doc, but man, he's going to be on the hot seat as it relates to fans and media.
Well, we had another game in the nightcap. It was a Kawhi-less Clippers going up against the Jazz. And listen, I'm going to say it out loud. I wrote the Clippers off without Kawhi Leonard. I was like, there's no chance that they are going to win this series without Kawhi Leonard. And Paul George, not pandemic P, it was playoff P last night.
This was a signature moment in a Clippers uniform for Paul George that he sorely needed.
Preach.
This was the best player in the Indiana Pacers uniform going against LeBron James in the Miami Heat that I saw last night. He was on a trajectory to be a superstar as an Indiana Pacer. He had a horrific injury, and then he goes to OKC, reinvents himself, gets in the MVP conversation, becomes a member of the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard, and all of a sudden struggles when they need him the most. Kawhi goes out after both of them been playing well. All eyes were on Paul George. And he over-delivered.
Oh, yeah.
He over-delivered.
He had like a Kevin Durant game. Like
correct.
It was like Kevin Durant's
correct.
Game.
Correct.
Look at the rebounds. 5 assists, 16 rebounds, 37 points.
And also, when he's dominant like that, now Morris can find a way to knock his shots
down. Morris looked great.
And shout to Reggie Jackson. He's been a revelation for them. One thing that Ty Lue has done that's kind of like not being discussed is he gave Reggie Jackson Patrick Beverley's spot.
Oh, all of it. All of it.
Like, Patrick Beverley was their starting point guard for like 2 or 3 years before they picked up Reggie Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that productivity they're getting from him is sorely needed. On the road at Utah without Kawhi.
Well, another thing that they're doing is Ty Lue said, Zubac, I appreciate your service. Thank you so much. You helped us a lot during the regular season.
You're far
big
too
fella.
Kind.
Love you so much. But you ain't seen the floor in this one. I don't care if Rudy Gobert is out there. We're going to go small. We're going to stay small. And they did a lot of action that got Rudy Gobert in the pick and roll, which is something that people talk about for the defensive player of the year. You shouldn't be targeted the way he was targeted last night.
Well, 7 foot is going to get targeted. That's just how this goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last MVP that was a center was Shaq in 2000. I was in the league then. I won most improved player. Guess what happened in the finals? You're not going to stop Shaq in the paint.
No.
But he ain't going to stop you in pick and roll. You just got to make these great players work. And that's what they're doing to Rudy Gobert.
And they're doing a really good job at it. Now, there's something that happened that we have to discuss. And it's that. The Terrence Mann quote-unquote dunk. I love this so much. Look at his face when he gets up, Jalen.
Who's the artist that said, he's a man eater?
It's a Hall & Oates, I believe.
You like
whoa,
that, right?
Here she comes. Watch out for she'll chew you up.
That's what I thought about when I saw that. He's a man eater.
Hall & Oates, we're so old talking about
he's
Hall & Oates in 2021.
Eater. Oh, here he come. Watch out, Rudy. He'll chew you up. Oh, here he come. He's a man eater. Hey, that's a big-time play for that young guy.
Yep.
He's playing quality minutes for them. And you know, I always look at their backcourt and try to figure who's going to be a guy that they're going to get productivity from.
Mm-hmm.
They're needing his quality minutes.
And again, Pat Bev is on the sideline. Terrence Mann is in the game.
Yes.
Reggie Jackson is in the game, being very productive. We have some more news from Dallas regarding the Mavericks. The legend, Donnie Nelson, is no longer going to be in the front office, and there are murmurs and rumors and reports that Doncic is upset about this. There's just so much going on with Dallas that has nothing to do with the basketball. Why are we hearing this?
Keep it simple. This is a conversation about two people that the rest of us don't even have to worry about. This is between Mark Cuban and Luka.
That's it.
If Luka signs on the dotted line, that means he's happy with who's getting hired and fired.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't sign on the dotted line, that means he's unhappy with who's getting hired and fired. That's it. You don't have to overthink it. If they trade Porzingis, that's because Luka doesn't mind them moving him. Oh, and by the way, as you start to look around the league and the playoffs start to happen.
Oh, I like it when you get this voice.
Yeah.
What are you going to give us, Jalen?
What started to happen is you start to look at players like Porzingis' salary, and then you start to look at players like Ben Simmons' salary. And you start to figure, like, you know, there are deals around the league that could be done for players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times you try to figure, well, you know, that's going to be a tough deal to move.
Every contract is tradable. There's no such thing as an untradeable contract. There is not.
Correct. What would you think about Porzingis alongside Embiid?
No. No, 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 and no, and no. 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 Obviously, I mean, I could see him in like the Dwight Howard role, but no, the two of them on the floor at the same time. No, thank you. No, thank you. Jalen, there are so many Jalens in this world, and it has been researched and proven that most of the Jalens in the world
shout
are named
Pablo
after Jalen Anthony Rose. But we have a Jalen of the Week that's going to blow your mind. It's time for Jalen of the Week. Jalen, you weren't exactly a defender in the National Basketball Association, but this is the best defense from a Jalen I've ever
seen.
Including Jalen Brown. Let's check Jalen of the Week.
He is up on him. Oh,
yeah. Oh,
like the glove.
Yeah, he's GP. Giving up some size, too. Giving up some size.
Oh, like aren't they Tony Allen?
Yeah. Yep.
And he's enthusiastic about playing D.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Look, giving him no space.
Yeah, no
up
space.
Up in him.
No space. That's what
I'm
talking
about. I'm in your area.
But you know what I have to say?
What?
Jalen got a nice crib.
Oh, yeah, he got a lot of room.
Saying?
My kitchen, we didn't play basketball inside
shout,
in my
shout
house.
Shout to the family. You know what I'm saying? That's a fat crib. He got some elbow room to work on his game.
He really does. We didn't have an indoor hoop in my house growing up. They didn't have room for that.
Now, that's legit.
Great woodwork. Look at that staircase. Yeah, shout to this family and shout to that Jalen. The best defense from a Jalen I've ever seen.
Love, youngster.
Last time we saw the Nets and the Bucks take the floor, it was an absolute knockout. Legendary performance from Kevin Durant. Will Giannis guard Durant tonight? Jalen Rose will tell you right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Heineken. Enjoy Heineken responsibly.
It is tonight. Game 6 between the Nets and the Bucks, 8:30 on ESPN. At 7 p.m. you have SportsCenter with Stephen A. Smith, and then 7:30 NBA Countdown. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live from the Seaport District of Manhattan and brought to you by Chase. Jalen, in Game 5, Kevin Durant did not have Kyrie Irving, barely had James Harden, scored 49 points, got them the come-from-behind win. Tonight, in Game 6, will Giannis cover
Kevin
Durant?
Yes, yes.
Will it happen?
How about this? When Giannis got in the car and went home after the last game, he was in the ride with his big brother. And I guarantee his older brother told him, man, if Coach put me in there, I'll lock KD down. Right? You know he said that. You know he has that irrational confidence or he wouldn't be in the league, right? That's his role, right? And you know the second thing he said? Hey, dog, I ain't as good as you. We actually need you to accept the challenge. And if you look back at this series in the fourth quarter, you know how many times Giannis Antetokounmpo has guarded Kevin Durant?
In the entire series?
Zero. Like, I'm extremely disappointed in that, dog.
Pat Connaughton should not cover Kevin Durant
family,
more than Giannis.
Family. by accident, if you're out there playing 40 minutes and another guy playing 48 minutes, you have to guard him. Put that back up there. His brother got a stat up guarding him.
The Nassus.
See what I'm saying?
The Nassus Antetokounmpo. Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Four times the Nassus Antetokounmpo has guarded Kevin Durant in the fourth quarter. Zero times Giannis.
Dog, you have to. And first off, not only greatness on greatness, ability on ability, MVP on MVP, but how about just sheer length?
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are two dudes, and let me teach you guys about the anatomy of a 6'11 player. Kevin Durant is the 6'11 player with guard skills.
Yep.
But the height of a big that can do some things like block shots, contest shots. Giannis at 6'11 has the ability of a big where he's going to get you the boards, get you the blocks, and play near the paint. But also has the ability to get out on the floor and initiate offense and guard point guards and stuff like that. But that ain't his forte. Look back even a couple of years ago when the Toronto Raptors advanced past the Milwaukee Bucks. I bet if you go back to that series, you could say the same thing about Giannis not guarding Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
So
it's going to happen tonight, though.
But
it's
tonight, is the night. Tonight.
And we'll see what we get from James Harden. Obviously, they're going to be without Kyrie Irving, who didn't even travel to Milwaukee for the game. And injuries have told the story of this postseason.
Yes.
There has been nine All-Stars.
Wow, that's crazy.
That have missed games, including Chris Paul, if he misses game one of the Western Conference Finals. And LeBron James chimed in on this on Twitter. He basically said, we knew this was going to happen when you put out the schedule. We were going to have injuries, and now you see it. At the end, you see, he says, sorry, fans, wish you guys were seeing all your fave guys right now. It's worth noting that the Players Association agreed with the schedule, wanted the money. What do you think about LeBron's comments?
How many times have LeBron made it to the finals?
10.
Okay. During those 10 finals runs, if you look back at the journey, I guarantee you there were teams that had injuries.
Always. Always the story in the postseason.
I remember when he was in Miami, they was going to play against, the Bulls. Derrick Rose and them, they had injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a part of the game. It looks different now in a 72-game schedule when you have nine All-Stars getting injured and we're playing championship basketball in July.
Yep.
That's something that we've never done. But here's the thought I want to make sure I put out there. Anthony Davis has kind of been injury-prone his entire career.
Nothing to do with the shortened season. Correct. Or the bubble, right. Or anything.
And LeBron said that he was going to empty the clip and throw the gun. Well, at the end of, I believe, game four, he was trying to pass the ball to Marc Gasol, and Chris Paul stole the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was basically the end of that, right?
There it is.
And then the game after that, game five, minutes to go.
Walking the tunnel.
I thought that he was going to become Superman for game six. That's
I thought it was going to be 40 points, 15 rebounds, 10 right? assists.
And yeah. Then look at our guy, saucing on him in game six. You see Crowder saucing on him? So that's what LeBron is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers got bounced.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. He and like Laker fans have to sit back and watch a guy that they coined Pandemic P play basketball in the playoffs while the purple and gold's on the side.
When Kawhi is injured, Paul George steps up, wins a pivotal game. And when Kyrie and James Harden are injured, Kevin Durant steps up, wins a critical game.
That's what the Lakers needed from LeBron, the kind of performance that they got from KD, the kind of performance they got from Paul George.
And LeBron, to defend LeBron, because you know I love LeBron.
He is the king.
He was also injured. He was also injured himself. And I think that George and Kevin Durant were not.
And I got to tell you a secret.
What's that?
LeBron's kind of older than these dudes.
A little bit.
He needed a break.
A little bit.
He needed a break.
When we were talking about Hall & Oates in the previous block, LeBron got the reference. That's how old he is. When we come back, we have some information about Team USA basketball. And you know what I'm going to do, Jalen?
What?
I'm going to do the media thing.
No.
And I'm going to read way too much into
no.
it.
No.
Because we have Dame and Draymond committed to the team. Will they be on the same team in the NBA?
Oh, you
we'll talk about
start
that
rumors,
right
huh?
after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
You want to start rumors, huh?
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, I'm going to do the media thing and read way too much into a small piece of news. There has been two players committed to Team USA, Draymond Green and Dame Lillard. There have been rumors and reports that Draymond Green may be interested in playing with Dame in Portland. Jalen, is this an indication that they could play together, not just on Team USA, but in the NBA?
Well, the last few summers, sometimes you hear rumblings about the Golden State Warriors may want to consider trading Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. So if you day-day after a great season like this defensively, and you and Steph were number one in assists hooking up this year, and they want to move on from you, guess what I could do? I could go run with the Mamba's boys in Portland.
I would love that, and I know you are going to love this as the number one statue analyst, not just at ESPN, but in the entire world. We have news that there's a George Floyd statue unveiled outside of City Hall in Newark. What do you think about this?
Rest in peace, George Floyd. Shout out to Steven Jackson for all of the work he's done to help keep the legacy of George Floyd alive. And I appreciate Newark for making this happen. And I believe Minnesota in particular should follow suit.
Absolutely. We will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. on ESPN2.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is podcast exclusive content. And we don't want to take you behind the curtain, because I know the people listen to the podcast, they're not like the people that watch the TV show. People watch the TV show, half of them, they're just watching ESPN. But people listen to the podcast, they seek out and listen to Jalen and Jacoby. And I want to take you all behind the curtain. Before the show today, Jalen Rose walks in, always on time, never early. Always on time, though. Never late.
Always there when you call. Always on time.
Never late, but never early. Just always on time. You walk in with the do-rag on. So I'm thinking, oh, Jalen changed it up. And then tell us about the process to prepare for the show.
I want to shout my guy, the great American philosopher, Sheik Luciano.
Love Sheik.
I rock a waist-length mink, do-rag under my fitted, and I don't even want waves. Tim's be halfway new. That's what you saw. You saw me rocking a do-rag without wanting waves, and it bugged you out.
But then you have product. Like, what was in the bottle? What was that?
So, basically, you know, black hair 101. So I use the do-rag just to lay it down. You know what I mean? I'm trying to grow my fro.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it was time to do the show, and I put a little conditioner in there.
Conditioner?
A little brush, a little curl it up with my hands a little bit, move it around.
But then not to, so you have the pick in your head,
yeah.
Right? Which I can't believe they let you do that on ESPN, but whatever. And then you have two picks. Do you have like a pick for the fit? Like depending on the fit, is a different, like why do you leave the house with two different picks?
Well, hold on. You said that you can't believe they let me do that. Let me bring you behind the curtain about something called cultural appropriation. Black people wearing a pick in their head is no equivalent to somebody wearing earrings or somebody wearing a necklace or somebody wearing a necktie. It's an accessory to your outfit.
Sure.
That's all it is. And I'm a fashionable guy.
Very fashionable.
And when you look up at my hair, for the first time I've grown it out, I see great real estate, but it need a pull.
What do you mean by that?
It need a pull. Like, that's why I wanted to throw the pick in there.
It's time
like,
to, you know what?
It need to put, you know what? I'm gonna put a little color in it.
It's time to start talking about the finals. Because I know you thought about this. Just like Christmas, you start thinking about your outfit and your hair for Christmas.
Correct.
And like around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
Like right when you go for like the day after Thanksgiving when you're warming up the leftovers, that's when you start thinking about your Christmas outfit. So right now, we're about 2 weeks away from the finals.
We are.
What is going to be the fashion and the hair selection for the finals?
So a couple of things. It's a big stage. And when you're a seasoned veteran, you should always reinvent yourself. So when people see me on the NBA Finals in 2021, it shouldn't be exactly what they saw in 2017.
Mm.
That means I didn't evolve.
Okay.
That's just how this works.
Okay.
And so for this year, since it's going to be so hot in Phoenix. I'm going to the Western Conference Finals. So hot in Phoenix. So light colors and linens.
Blazing.
Light colors, it, linens.
Yo, don't sleep on how hot. Oh, you played there. You know how
118. It's 118 today.
Like, you see the heat waves coming off the concrete in the parking lot. Like, you see the waves. Like your hair when you had waves, that's what the air looks like in Phoenix.
Dog, let me tell you something. In Phoenix, when you get out of the pool, the ground is too hot to walk on.
If there's a tree next to the bus stop, everyone's waiting in the shade. Like, everyone's just huddled together next to each other in the shade at the bus stop.
And so now I'm going to get a couple of fresh blazers, a couple of fresh shirts, you know, but I wanted to wait and see what teams it was going to be for materials. So now that I see Phoenix is going to be in the Western Conference Finals, light colors, light materials, maybe not a collared shirt, maybe just round necks.
Whoa. Oh, I don't like the crew neck under the blazer.
I don't love it. It's hot. It's hot,
it's
dog.
It's too casual.
It's hot.
I've never been a t-shirt under the blazer guy.
It's hot, though. Like, that's how you need to dress when it's hot.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Or you're going to sweat through your shirt.
I'm going to be Marcellus Wiley with the fan.
It's too hot. That don't matter. It's 118 degrees in Phoenix, David Jacoby. There's no way around it. You put on a collar shirt. You put on your $150 collar shirt if you want. I can put on my $500 collar shirt if I want. I'm going to sweat right through it.
First of all, I don't have a $150 collar shirt. I don't even have $150 sneakers. I don't have $150 anything. Find discount.
Light colors. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I have news for you, Jalen Rose. I might be traveling for the finals.
That'll
be
heavenly.
Looks like Jalen and Jacoby going to hit the road.
That'll be heavenly.
I'm going to hit the road.
That'll be heavenly. We're going to get a couple of nice guests.
I got some blazers.
As well. That'll be nice.
That's why I'm rooting for Brooklyn. Because if I leave the house for 2 weeks, I think my kids might forget about me.
No, they won't.
They might forget about me. They'll be just fine.
My wife might be fine. You got to work.
Okay. We'll see.
You got to work. So Phoenix is there. Utah, that was a bad loss.
Woof.
That's a bad loss.
It was.
You know, we like to do good wins and bad losses. That was a bad loss for Utah.
Bad loss. I don't think Mitchell's healthy.
That was a bad loss.
I'm watching Mitchell like, he looks different.
Yeah, he gimpy.
He looks different. Yeah, like, he looks gimpy. Different. Remember when he was scoring hobbled. All those points and like he was like kind of establishing himself? Injuries are the story of this playoffs. But as you pointed out during the television show, this isn't new. No. This isn't unique to this year.
I got a secret for you. Detroit Pistons won back-to-back championships in the late 80s. You know the part I always leave out when I tell that story? That Magic and Byron Scott was hurt.
Magic didn't play. It happens all the time. But to be fair, Isaiah Thomas was hurt and played in Game 6 on like a broken ankle.
That's exactly where I was going. And the year prior when they beat us, when Laimbeer got a phantom foul on Captain, right wing, Sky Hook. That was not a foul.
It was a reputation foul.
That was not a
They're
foul.
They're like, Laimbeer's around the ball, it's a foul. Just blowing the whistle.
I can't believe, I'm still mad at that.
I remember that exact play.
Isaiah was out there on a busted ankle, limping around. So we lost that series. And when the Lakers count their chips, they're not going to say, well, Isaiah was hurt that year.
No. They still got a banner up there. On the banner, it doesn't say, oh, Isaiah was hurt.
No.
No.
No, that's just the injuries are a part of the game. It's an unfortunate part of the game, but it is one.
Of course, and it always has been. Jalen Anthony Rose. I can't express enough what an absolute meltdown collapse that was by the 76ers.
Ooh.
I stopped paying attention. I'm like, they're up by 24.
26.
26. With 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
99% win probability at that point, sir.
Yeah, it was like 99%. It was like 99.7 or something. Like, it's hard to lose that. And I think that like a lot is made of all Ben Simmons, hack of Ben, but it was a complete meltdown from every single player on the floor. If you have Lou Williams and Trae Young on the basketball floor at the same time, you should be able to score against that team. You should be able to score against that team. Lou Will, great player. Great player. Did anyone ever call Lou Will defensive stopper?
No.
We make fun of you not playing defense, but when you had to, when you were tasked to.
When it was my role.
You could.
What do you need me to do, coach?
Yes. Score?
Yes. I'll focus on that.
Yes.
You need me to get in there and guard MJ Larry? Yeah, if he's scoring you two straight times, I'm taking you out.
All right, focus on that.
I want to stay in the game.
Yes.
I want to be in the last dance.
But like Lou Will doesn't have that pitch.
No. No.
Trae Young is not a defender.
So, Jacoby, the Philadelphia 76ers are in trouble. They're in trouble. And even if they win this series, their flaws have been exposed. A Hawks team in the playoffs as a unit for the first time shouldn't be pressing the Sixers like this.
No.
You got Doc Rivers over there. You got Daryl Morey over there. You still got Embiid and Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris over there. Seth Curry, when you say nobody was on the floor balling, he was actually the one carrying them.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Curry. You know, Stephen was in the building. They might as well throw him in the game.
Probably should have put him in a uniform. Seth Curry on the back. Another thing, Jalen Rose, is I don't know if you know this. Oh, you do know this because you were there.
Uh-oh.
They melted down in the fourth quarter in game four, too.
They did, sir.
Like, this is two games in a row. This is in during the bubble, the 76ers weren't a story. You know why they weren't a story? They got swept. They got swept out the playoffs. And the changes needed to be made. The changes weren't made. Coach, gone. GM, gone. Players, changing. We need to bring in some shooting. Here is Seth Curry. They made wholesale changes.
They did.
Do you know what remained the same?
Ben and Joel.
Joel Embiid tired at the end of the game.
Correct.
He's just tired. He's tired.
Or injured.
But like, if you're Doc, don't you reduce his minutes leading up to the fourth quarter or something?
No. You can't reduce his minutes because you need his productivity.
Who else is going to score?
Correct. Like, they've built this team around Joel Embiid. So now is the time that you're asking Giannis to play 40-plus minutes. Mm-hmm. You're asking Kevin Durant to play 48 minutes. You're asking James Harden to come back and play 46 minutes.
He couldn't even walk.
He has so much tape on his leg, dog. Like, James Harden is taking the ball between his legs more in one possession as a Houston Rocket than he did that entire game.
That was my point, exactly. I was like, because usually James Harden will just go between his legs three times.
For no reason.
Just to look at
like
his defender.
Like chewing gum.
Yeah, just to look at his defender. But he couldn't move his hamstring to go between his legs. How many minutes does James Harden play tonight? Like, people want to talk about Giannis and KD. We talked about it on the TV show. But, like, what about James Harden tonight?
James Harden has to hover around. I need him to play a quarter less.
Really?
Yeah, if James Harden continues to play those minutes, he's going to get injured again. I don't mean to be that guy.
No, of course.
But like, and Mike D'Antoni, when Kobe got hurt, a lot of people felt like he was playing him too many minutes at that point of his career. Remember when he tore his Achilles?
Of course.
So I understand that it's game, what, six of the playoffs, right?
Yep.
But James Harden has already missed 29 games with that hamstring. He already missed a couple of games in this series. Wake me up when you see a player go from being out to doubtful to questionable to playing the same day.
46 minutes. It's playing is fine.
And didn't play 46
minutes. 46 minutes, though. And here's my question
for you. And not playing well.
Here's my question for you. You have an injured hamstring. You play 46 minutes. Is it the 2 days off that means you're healthier now, or is it the wear and tear from those 46 minutes means you're less better off than you were in game five?
The latter. It's a body. It's a machine. And the more miles you put on the car, the less value it's going to have. He's not going to be jumping higher 2 days later. That's not going to work. You're not going to look at the game and all of a sudden he's going through his leg 15 times in this game if he didn't do it last game. That's not going to happen. But here's what should happen. The Milwaukee Bucks should seek and destroy wherever he is defensively.
It's unfathomable why they didn't last time. It's unfathomable.
Seek and destroy. That's what you got to do. You can't let him be out there.
You cannot. You
can't let him be out there. My and Giannis, team. If he's... How about this?
Uh-oh, Jalen's upset. For those listening to the podcast,
oh, man.
Jalen's got his hand on his head. He moved his microphone.
How about this,
he's
family?
Sad now.
How about this?
What?
James Harden guarded Giannis more than he guarded KD.
Called off the double team. Said, no, thank you, sir. Stay home on your man. I got this. One thing, sneaky thing about James Harden, though, not a defender, but good post defender.
Well, he's strong.
Yeah, he's strong.
That's all. He's just strong.
Yeah.
But see, guys like that, you just got to do a move. Like, all you got to do is just do a move. You can't just, like, continue to try to crab dribble down because they're not going to give you a foul against dudes like that.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just do a move. Like, as soon as you get the ball, just do a move. That's all you got to do. Score every time.
What do you mean by do a move?
Like, literally, like, say the post-entry, like, I'll put my hand up to where I want him to throw the ball so that I feel like it can lead me to a shot. Just
spin baseline or
right.
whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so I'm going to put my hand where I want the pass. Whether I want it high, or whether I want it low, whether I want it right to me. And so if they throw it to my hand, I'm going straight to my move. And then if he don't stop it, I'm going to score. If he stop it, then I'm going to counter. So if I'm on a, if I'm Giannis, for example, Giannis likes to play on the left block facing.
Yep.
He likes to lift up his right hand to get the entry pass.
Yep. On the
so therefore,
side.
When they throw it on the baseline side to him, spin immediately. Why are you trying to back this dude down and shoot a turnaround follow-away jumper? Like, you only do that after you just made seven shots in a row. That's a heat check shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a warm-up shot. So I look for them to seek and destroy James Harden defensively. That's going to be a key. I'm picking the Bucks steal. I'm picking the Jazz steal. I was on this island with the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, they going to go against Steph. They going to go against Stephen Curry. They ain't going to make it to the playoffs.
So hold on.
For two straight weeks, I was riding with Memphis.
Hold on.
Still riding with Utah, and I'm still riding with the Bucks.
So you're telling me that the Bucks, game seven in Brooklyn with all that energy, Mr. Whammy pointing at you on the free throw line, with all that energy, Kevin Durant in game seven is going to lose at home in Brooklyn, at Barclays.
I got to stand by my pick.
Believe what you're saying.
I gotta stand by my pick.
I don't think you believe what
you're
saying.
I gotta stand by my pick.
I said on this program
that I was gonna change and I didn't.
Change your pick.
And I didn't. And I haven't. And I'm not. I'm not changing it.
Okay.
I am not changing.
Okay. We have a show tomorrow. You know that, right?
There's still some things they can do to win this series.
Yeah. Put Giannis on KD.
And KD had an out-of-body experience. And how many did they win by?
They actually ended up winning by like six, but okay. It was closer than
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Giannis dropped a pass to tie the game.
Okay. KD had an out-of-body experience for him to win that game. Didn't he put up numbers that hadn't been done in the playoffs, like 45
when KD,
plus,
15 when KD
plus?
Yelled at the ceiling, remember when he put his head back?
That's when you
and
that's
he yelled,
when he was
it was
on
like,
fire.
He was surprised at his
yeah,
own performance.
Exactly.
Some of those threes that he
correct.
Took and made didn't even feel like normal KD shots.
Because it wasn't a normal shooting motion.
The one where he dribbled to the right.
Because he hit the ball. Like, he hit the ball on the way up, and he still, like, had the strength to get it up and follow through and to go in. That wasn't supposed to go in.
No.
That was not supposed to go in.
I think you're going to see a lot of Mike James and less James Harden. I think you're going to see that.
You got to have to.
Yeah.
Because they got to play this like it's a seven-game series. So you manage James Harden's minutes in game six, and then, I say this respectfully, you let him go all out in game seven, and if he get hurt, he get hurt.
Jalen, I have a secret.
Uh-oh.
No one's talking about.
I love when you have secrets.
Jrue Holiday hasn't showed up this entire series. No one's talking about it. Jrue Holiday, huge addition to this Bucks team.
Shouldn't be single-digit scorer.
One of the keys to their success all season long.
Especially when Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie's not there. And James Harden is hurt.
Correct.
And you are, I mean, I don't have his numbers in front of me, but he's got one game with 9 points, like one game with 13 points, like one game with 6 points.
But I got something for you. I got something for you. I got a secret for you.
You have a secret?
Yes.
Secret.
The Bucks have a surprise player that's going to show up and be the difference tonight.
Don't say Bryn Forbes.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, a surprise player for the Bucks is going to be the reason why they win. Chris Middleton at home.
Mm-hmm.
He's a vastly different player than when he's playing on the road.
It's a good point. Jalen, I'm going to say something blasphemous. You ready for this?
Sure.
Would the Bucks be better off with Robin Lopez than Brook Lopez?
No.
Robin Lopez, let me make my case.
I know why you say that.
Let me make my case. Robin Lopez gets the ball near the basket. He's got that weird hook shot. He's just like got that up and under. He can punish you for going small.
Yeah, he can.
Brook Lopez has no interest in punishing you for going small. You know who's not playing the game? DeAndre Jordan. You know who's not playing the game? Claxton. You know who the tallest player? Kevin Durant. Their biggest player? Blake Griffin. If you had Robin Lopez, I want a little bit of Robin Lopez in Brook Lopez. Is that fair to say?
Of course it is. And that's how Brook used to play.
Yeah.
If you look at his shot chart his first 6 or 7 years, you wouldn't recognize this player. Mm-mm. Brook Lopez was a post-up guy, 15 to 18 foot guy, a 20-point scorer, 4-rebound type of guy. That's who he was when he played with the Nets, right? And then he evolved with the league and was like, wait a minute. I don't have to bang.
Yeah, I can play an extra 5 years.
Right, yeah, I don't have to post.
I can play an extra 5 years. Right, learn how to shoot a three.
You know what? Here's what I want you to watch for. The Bucks are gonna lose if Robin Lopez's furthest shot attempt is farther than KD's.
That shouldn't happen. That can't.
No, he might shoot from half court, man. He getting further and further away from the hoop.
Okay.
That's why you want to replace him with his brother.
I do. No, his brother. I watch the Wizards.
Yeah.
His brother had some games.
Yeah, that ugly hook go in. I know the hook you're talking about. Yeah. He go in.
Goes in.
Yeah.
He gets in. You know, and he gets offensive rebounds and putbacks.
But here's what he doesn't do. Spread the floor.
No, not at all.
And if Giannis not going to make jumpers or free throws, you can't have two guys out there clogging up the paint. You become the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oof.
You see what I'm saying? That's who you become. And so home Chris Middleton is going to be the difference. His stats are remarkably better when they play at home versus when they play on the road.
That's a good point.
That's going to be the difference.
There are two coaches in the Eastern Conference right now that have just under the microscope, and that is Coach Bud and Doc Rivers. They're just under the microscope. Like, you just can't blow leads like this.
Well,
you can't make just blaring strategic decisions that me at home, I'm dumb, Jalen. I didn't play in the NBA. Played in high school. I didn't play in college. And I'm watching these games like, why don't they pick on James Harden? Why don't they have
Trae Young?
Why don't they pick on James Harden?
Or Lou Will?
Yeah. Why don't they do this? Why don't they do this? Explain to me. Why not?
There's no explanation. I would love to have one for you, sir. It's inexcusable. Like, that's what this chessboard is about, taking advantage of weaknesses.
That's the playoffs.
That's what this playoffs
regular
is about.
Regular season, I understand.
Correct.
But, like, playoffs.
Right. That's
like
the chess moves.
You guys played this team 4 times now. James Harden sneaking up on you.
No.
When you woke up this morning, you're like, oh, James Harden out. And then when you play the game, he's in. And you watch him, and he's not himself. Put him in the action.
You know what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to put him on the dance floor. Like, somebody's supposed to bring the ball up across half court. And you remember the old school 1-4 flat?
Yes.
That's what they're supposed to be doing to him.
Yes.
You don't mask it. You mask it for being a 1-4 flat. All you got to do is run Giannis or Lopez up like they're going to screen at the free throw line or whatever and just have them hook back towards the hoop. And then have that person just go one-on-one against James. That's all you gotta do.
Or if James Harden is covering you,
that's all you gotta do.
Just run around like you're J.J. Redick.
Correct.
Steph Curry.
Correct.
Just run around before the ball even gets there.
Screens.
Just run around.
Pinball machine.
Run from one side of the floor to the other.
They call
and
it
back
the pinball
and forth
machine.
Again. Yeah, just do that.
Yeah.
Do that. I don't understand it. Sometimes I'm watching the games, I'm like, obviously there's a reason because Doc Rivers has spent more time thinking about basketball than I have. But I just don't understand it. Like, Coach Bud has spent more time thinking about basketball than I have by a million years.
Well, when you got Lou Will and Trae Young out there, when you have James Harden out there, who I hate to break it to you, David Jacoby, when he's 100% healthy and he's playing like an MVP, still not a defender.
No. And people say, oh, he gets so many steals. He, like, leads the league in steals or whatever. It's like, he's just reaching. He's reaching and slapping at the ball. That's not defense.
I hate stats.
Yeah,
man.
It's just like, well, he averages 2 steals a game.
I hate stats.
Because he's slapping at the ball. Half the time, there's no stat for blowbys when he slaps at the ball, the guy blows by him.
Like I told you guys, Joel Embiid had 39 in game one. He had 40 in game two. I came on television and specifically said, he was dramatically better in game two, and it wasn't even close.
No.
The stats looked the same. Drastically different player in game two. And as the series continued to progress, his conditioning is exposed. His lack of health continues to be an issue. And Philly, you have a quandary. You really do. And let me tell you what it is. Your best players have fatal flaws. Fatal. Joel Embiid will not play 82 games at any point of his career.
Mm-mm.
So we know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons is not going to be a three-point shooter at any point of his career.
God, I wish that wasn't
true.
We
know
that. I
don't
want to agree with that.
We know that now.
We were just talking about Brooke Lopez. Brooke Lopez was like, you know what? I'm going to develop a three-point shot. It took him one summer. Ben Simmons has tried over and over and over.
I sat back and I was going to give it 5 seasons. Like that's a true, like, when you're on your second deal, that's the player you are now. They just re-up me for doing what I do. So that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's how most guys are going to. It is what it is. Y'all just got to get. You remember when he was trying to get paid, he was shooting outside of the paint. He's practicing threes. We're like, oh, Ben Simmons is going to shoot threes
every
this
summer.
Year.
We're going to see it this summer. It's 2 months from now, we're going to see Ben Simmons in the gym hitting threes. I guarantee it.
But here's the thing. It's not that Ben isn't a great player.
I love Ben Simmons.
It's not that Joel isn't a great player. It's that their weaknesses aren't compatible.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're trying to build a team, you want your best player weaknesses to be compatible. So now you can build around that. When they occupy the same real estate, that's a problem with spacing. That's not going to change. You can't have Ben Simmons out here triple-double threat the first 3 quarters and then can't make free throws later.
What do you always hear about Ben Simmons? Oh, the dunker spot. Put him in the dunker spot. Okay, well, guess what?
Help side.
Joel Embiid is also there.
Help side.
Joel Embiid is also there. That just means that Ben Simmons' man can help on Joel Embiid.
Collins standing right in the lane. He going to get a ticket. He's going to get a ticket.
He's going to get a defensive 3 seconds. He's going to get a defensive 3 seconds. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is hearing from the people.
Exciting playoffs, though. I'm disappointed with the injuries, but this is an exciting playoffs.
Here's something I have to ask you. Adam Silver, do whatever you got to do to make sure Chris Paul plays game one. I don't care. I don't care. Protocols, whatever it is. If he is not sick and he is asymptomatic, whatever doctors, whatever it is, whatever you did for LeBron, do for Chris Paul.
Well, that's what people are going to say if he has to miss time. They're going to say LeBron James broke protocol and he didn't have to miss any time.
But LeBron James never tested positive. We don't know if Chris Paul tested positive because we're not allowed to know because of HIPAA violations and things like that.
I believe.
Oh, whenever Jalen says I believe, it's something he knows.
That if he misses any time, it'll be game one.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that the Clippers winning that game last night helps them.
It definitely helps. I'm going to tell you why.
It helps them. The Suns are like, okay, we're going 7 now.
Boom. It's the difference between Chris Paul needing to be ready to go Sunday versus him being ready to go on Tuesday. And here's the other caveat. The Clippers win, Suns have home court advantage. Mm. That's another thing that works in their favor. Utah wins, they got to travel. That also helps CP3. You know why? It'll be tough to travel in the protocol. Oh, so that might cost you a day.
He'll buy a motorcycle and ride there. He'll do whatever he has to do. He'll do whatever he has to do. Like I said, we get the people they want. Part of that is hearing from you. So call 985-80-JALEN. Call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. We always love to hear from you. Your voicemails make this show what it is. So call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, though, Jalen Jacoby? Shout out Reg, the Ledge. This is J-Rock from the 585. Hey, my wife and I, we have one daughter. Now we're going to 2 daughters coming up here in the next 2-3 months. So just want to check in with you. What should I expect? How did it go from parenting one child to now 2 children? I know you both are experts with that. Second, Jacoby, kangaroo apocalypse. Where are we? My head is still on the swivel. Need some information. Get the people what they want. I am a person.
Big shout to J-Rock from 585.
He's been with us since day one.
I had to look it up. 585.
Shout out J-Rock.
Upstate New York. Upstate New York.
We got love for you, dog. We appreciate this continued support.
Shout out to
people like you that make us who we are. We're forever grateful for the support.
Okay. Now, my brother, Peter Jacoby, got an older brother. He said to me, until you have a second child, you don't realize how much free time you had when you had one child. I'm going to tell everybody a secret. Having one child is not that big a deal. When you get in that multiple area, that's when it's just like, you know what? I'm just like a full-on dad. That's my only, that's all I do. Your hobbies, gone. Time with the boys, gone. Watching the game at the bar, gone. Going to golf, gone. Pick up basketball, gone. Gym, gone. Yoga class, gone. Yeah, multiple kids. It's over, J-Rock. I know you think you're a dad now with one. You can find out what a dad is. And Jalen Anthony Rose, you also have two daughters. So what's your advice for him?
My advice with, did he say how old?
No, but I'm guessing like three. That's usually how it works.
Okay.
Three and then a second.
So he just had his second.
He's having his second soon. Shout out to J-Rock.
So shout out to J-Rock again. So your oldest is actually going to be more valuable than you realize. Because your oldest is going to appreciate the opportunity to be just that to their little brother and sister. And what's going to happen is they're actually going to help you more than you think with your small child. Because all of the things that you're going to be doing, like feeding and changing diapers and nurturing and the baby crying and going to the crib and stuff like that, you know who's going to be right at your side? Big brother.
Big sister.
Big sister.
Yeah.
They're going to be right there. And you know what you're going to start slowly doing? Why don't you help me with this?
Delegation.
Why don't you help me with that?
Delegate.
And before you know it, when your oldest is like 10, you got an in-house babysitter / nanny on staff.
Love it.
That you're giving allowance
love
to.
It. Love the game.
That's what's going to happen.
J-Rock.
So that's going to free you up to do a lot of the things Jacoby talked about.
Best of luck, J-Rock. Shout to you. Shout to your lady. Shout to your daughter.
No doubt.
We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.